Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 25th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Police in Harare yesterday grilled Information Minister Jonathan Moyo for over an hour in connection with the shadowy Baba Jugwa Facebook page and his alleged dealing with Sunday Mail editor Edmund Kudzai, who was arrested on June 19 on allegations of administering the page.
It's correct that yesterday the professor was invited, I wouldn't say summoned, he was invited to the police station as the police were seeking assistance from him and wanted some clarification on some issues surrounding pending investigations.
MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai today warned the European Union against a rushed Zimbabwe re-engagement based on selfish interests, saying the Europeans should press Harare even harder for more democratic reforms.
In my view, if there's anything that we should have learned in the last 10, 14 years, is that it should not be mutually exclusive, that if you are engaging in a way that begins to help on the economic front, you then keep quiet.
And educationists welcome a teacher's capacity development program that was launched in Harare yesterday by President Robert Mugabe. Police in Harare yesterday grilled Information Minister Jonathan Moyo for over an hour in connection with the shadowy Baba Jugwa Facebook page and his alleged dealing with Sunday Mail editor Edmund Kudzai, who was arrested on June 19th on allegations of administering the page. In his affidavit in a bail application at the High Court, Kudzai said Moyo was one of the top government and army officials who attended a briefing he gave at the army headquarters in Harare after he was contracted by the military to expose Baba Jugwa. But ruling ZANU-PF party insiders and political analysts who spoke to Studio 7 on condition of anonymity say the summoning of Moyo can be traced back to his serious infighting within the party ahead of the crucial elective congress in December. The party is said to be divided into two main factions, one led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru and the other by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. The two have dismissed the allegations that they are faction leaders. Moyo is allegedly linked to the Mnangagwa formation and he has been trading barbs with the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa and an apologetic Mujuru Beka. Moyo's lawyer Terence Hussein, who accompanied him to the police general headquarters, refused to talk about the possibility of ZANU-PF factionalism as the reason for him being summoned. Hussein tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu the minister was merely invited, not summoned.
It's correct that yesterday the professor was invited. I wouldn't say summoned. He was invited to the police station as the police were seeking assistance from him and wanted some clarification on some issues surrounding pending investigations.
How long was he at the police station?
I would say we were there for approximately an hour.
Precisely what did they want to talk to him about?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to reveal the precise details because it's part of an ongoing investigation and the matter is presently before court. But all I can confirm is it's related to an ongoing investigation which has been spoken about quite publicly.
That is the Baba Jugwa investigation?
Yes, that's correct.
Did they indicate that they would invite him again, or this is the end of the story?
From all indications, they were satisfied with the explanations and clarifications that they received. It didn't appear that there'd be any need for further invitations.
But what we are also reading and hearing from our sources is that maybe this is something to do with factionalism within ZANU-PF. Is this what your client is also saying?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be qualified to make comments on political issues, and I think he's better placed than me to do so, except that from a legal perspective, I believe that there's an ongoing investigation that is pending, and the police are well within their powers and rights to invite citizens to assist them with investigations so that they can get to the bottom of the matter. If there are other permutations or insinuations, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to shed light on that.
Lastly, there was also talk yesterday, Mr. Hussein, that maybe if police want to invite a minister, as you put it, they should first seek clearance from the president. Is this what happens?
I'm not too sure of how the internal structures work. But however, when the invitation was put to me through my client, I had no difficulty in advising that we go and assist the police. That is what a good, upstanding citizen will do.
That was Information Minister Jonathan Moyo's lawyer, Terence Hussein, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Reached for comment, political analyst Pezisai Ruhanya says people are being summoned by the police due to factionalism in President Robert Mugabe's party.
It doesn't make any sense apart from exposing the factional fighting within ZANU. Because as we read the newspapers, they are saying that he employed the editor of the Sunday Mail, which I dismiss because the Sunday Mail falls under ZANU Papers, which is a corporate body with a board of directors and the management and the chief executive officer. So from a de jure, that is from a legal, procedural, bureaucratic point of view, the editors of state newspapers are never employed at law by the minister. They are employed by the respective boards of those entities. But even if you were to dream and say that he was involved in employing that it doesn't mean that what the guy allegedly did at the consent of the minister. They said the person should answer to themselves, but those who think that they are pinning down Moyo are simply exacerbating the factional fight of ZANU. But knowing Moyo as a political scientist, I think he will come out clean, because there will be nothing at law to fix Moyo. There will be nothing in terms of the law where Moyo will be found wanting.
But who might be interested in fixing Moyo?
I think Mutasa was on record talking about Gamma Toxin people. He even mentioned the factions by their names. So the faction that is linked to the succession battles in ZANU, which I think is the faction allegedly led by the vice president, which has characters like Didmus Mutasa.
That was political analyst Pezisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.